How many of you parents have children and they are 3 days old, you carry them around in your arm? What about 6 months old, you still carry them around your arm? Am I right? But what about when they get about 6 or 7 years old? Do you carry them around your arm? Haven't you seen some of them that are about 6 or 7 years old run up to the mama? They say, boy, you better walk. Your big old self better walk. Haven't you seen that? I mean, why do you think God is different? After you've been healed 2 or 3 times on somebody else's faith, he expects you getting this word and learn how to get your own healing. So it began to, because I didn't know. So I began to understand why people didn't get healed. Because, see, this word works every time. Now, I can agree with you and pray with you and agree with you. But after you get a certain age, you know, you should come to me and say, Pastor, pray for me. Did I get healed? After you've been hearing this for several years? My. Am I helping anybody this morning? But let's talk about faith to the heart. Let's go. I said he never stopped where faith is exercised. So keep speaking your faith and watch God's power keep working for you. Mark 11:23 says it like this. Verily I say unto you, would you listen to this? For verily I say unto you, this Mark 11:23. Can y'all get that up, guys? Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, it's very important because I'm about to read a story of another person. It said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, who, say whosoever means you. Say that. Whosoever means you. Whosoever means me. Say it. Don't back it. So it said, so the word says that whosoever shall say. Whosoever shall do what? Say unto this mountain, this sickness, this problem, this work of evil, whatever it is, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what? Be thou removed. Come on, let's read together. Be thou what? Be thou removed and be what? Cast into the sea. And what else? Shall not what? Doubt where? In his heart, but what? But shall believe that those things which he says what? Shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Go to the next verse, 24. Therefore I say unto who? You. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. I want you to notice something, because we're going to kind of look at this verse a little bit. So you ever notice it said, therefore I say unto you what things ever you desire when you pray. Do you see the believing come before the receiving? Y'all see that? You see, the believing, if you don't believe, see, people want to see the answer before they believe. Then they'll believe it. No, if you don't believe, you'll never see it. Now, notice there's a slight difference. Verse 24 says that when you pray, when you pray, back up to 23. When you pray, right? Believe, right? 23 says, whosoever shall say. There's just a slight difference, and I believe this is the difference. Some people believe they won't say it too quick because they believe you have to pray in order for God to hear you. But this verse said it will work both ways. If you pray it and believe it with your heart, you can have it. If you say it and believe it with your heart, you can have it. So whether you pray it or say it, you still got to say it. Are y'all hearing me? I know this sound. I know this probably first grade, and that's what the Lord wants us to do. Maybe kindergarten. Because faith that works has to have a voice to it. You can't nod at it. You can't think it. You can't hope it. Hope has its place, of course. But if you want faith to be acted and power be released, it has to be said. Look at Romans 10:9-10. The ninth verse said, therefore, say unto you, Romans 9:10-9, that whosoever shall say, let me get to it. Watch this. You watch this now. Romans 10:9-10. Let me get there real quick. And it says that if thou shalt confess, right? What are he saying? That if thou shalt say. Confess means to speak. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So you got to say it before faith will be released. Notice, I'm bringing all this together now. Notice that it tells us how we are saved. The same way you get in the kingdom, you get in through confessing, the same way it works, all God's promises work throughout the kingdom. Are you getting it? You say, for by grace, it tells you how. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, a gift of God. For by grace, see, for by grace are you saved. This is Ephesians 2:8. And that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Notice you're using your mouth to tell what you believe. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him where? From the dead. Thou shall be saved. For with what? Come on. For with the heart, what happened? Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made where? In other words, you believe, but your believing will never be fulfilled in bringing about what is true to you until it's said. Hello? So Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, be thou removed. Why is it that I can say to sickness, be gone? Because Jesus have healed me already. And sickness trying to take possession of something that do not belong to it.